time for Licking on Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Licking on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now here's your host of Licking on Lending, David Licking.
Let's begin.
So, let's get into the Hot Topic segment, and I'm excited to have a friend, a fellow Minnesotan with us, Sue Woodard, and it's so good to have you here with us, Sue, joining us from Minnesota.
That's right. It is awesome to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great. And you are the Chief Customer Officer at Total Expert. You're also a mortgage industry expert on social media, and I just love what you're doing with social media. And that's really why we brought you to the – I mean, I just love having you as a guest. You're just always up. You are a positive person. Also, I look at people, how they treat different people out there in the industry. And, Sue, you are just so consistent. Doesn't matter if they're young and they're old. In my case, I'm old. You always treat me with nice respect. And you look at – but there's tall ones, skinny ones, tall, fat ones, everyone. You just are even in how you treat everybody. They're experts or they're new to the industry. And I think that's one of the hallmarks about you is just consistently out there with a wonderful personality. So it's great to have you here. First of all, I always like asking this question. How did you get into the mortgage industry? Was it intentional or accidental? Real quickly, how did
Mine
you find yourself in?
100% accidental. And you're right. This is where you hear great stories out of people in the mortgage industry. Like, how did you get into the business? But I was actually working at a credit union. I was going to school and I was working full time at a credit union at the same time. I was opening checking accounts, doing car loans, and we got robbed at gunpoint.
What?
A couple of times. Yeah. So
oh, wow.
It was actually my roommate and one of my dear friends. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it happens everywhere. They just don't talk about it a lot. But yeah, my one of my best friends, my roommate, was the head teller that was robbed at gunpoint. It was obviously a pretty alarming thing to have happen. Had to go down with her to the FBI, look at mugshots, all this stuff. And I thought, gosh, I got to work at a different branch because it wasn't the first time we'd been robbed, but it was kind of the most dramatic time. So I started looking at what other jobs were open in the credit union. And way out in the suburbs somewhere here in Minnesota, there was a job for a mortgage processor. Had no idea what that was, but I said, that seems good. I'm going to give that a try and get out of this branch. So that was how I got into the mortgage
so
industry. And nearly 30 years later, here we are.
Here we are, and you've done an awesome job in the mortgage industry, being a spokesperson for the industry. That's so funny because I used to manage banks, and in Seattle, we got robbed, and I'll never forget that. It's one of those things that does live in your mind for a long, long time. You know, when you look at why people do what they do, I always like to ask this question because I think it's very defining. And when someone says, Sue, why are you doing what you're doing? How would you respond to that? What is your why?
You know, one of the things that I love about this business, and I would say it describes my why, is that in the mortgage industry, what we do is so incredibly important because we help people get into their homes. And home is where their life happens, right? It's where every time we're helping somebody purchase a home, there's a life event that happened, right? Somebody got married, somebody got divorced, somebody was born, somebody died, somebody got a new job, somebody lost a job, you know, something major in their life happened. And this is where literally people's life happens, where they, you know, laugh, where they cry, where, you know, they dance, where they grill. I've learned all kinds of grilling tips I wasn't expecting on the show. This has been something. But I just think that's such a beautiful thing. I mean, I know that the people who make, you know, pens probably feel really good about what they do. Like, we help people write, you know, but I feel like what we do as an industry is so incredibly powerful because we literally help people in their homes during major life events. And, you know, kind of my personal mission statement is that I'm here to make good things happen for other people. And it's why I have continued to love this industry, because that's literally what we do each and every day.
That's so true. That's what my why is. I'll never forget what hooked me was making that loan to that one person who had been turned down by other lenders, and we got them in a good loan that they were able to stay in their home for a long period of time. And the smiles, the hugs, and all of that. So it's so good to have a solid why. I love your why. I love, 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 love your why. And it shows up when you are communicating on social media, Sue. And I'm looking at your Facebook homepage, and it says, act as if what you do makes a difference. It does. And it's a quote by William James. It's so true. And you can make such a difference on social media, and I want to talk about that and how you are doing that. Also, people got to go check your LinkedIn profile. You got an Albert Einstein, one of my favorite quotes of him, is try not to become a person of success, but rather try to become a person of value. And you add value through social media, and that's where we want to go. We want to talk about Total Expert, where this all ties into CRM. So let's go to this first question. Looking at how the volume of what you do post, you must spend a lot of time on social media. Is that true or is that false?
No, it's really false. I honestly do not spend a lot of time, partly because I try to just make it very organic. Something happens, I take a picture of it, and I think that's posted. When I do a video, which we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get into some tips, I never do a take more than once if I can possibly help it. I take one take and then I just go. But no, I don't actually spend a ton of time on social media, but I do also, you know, kind of cap the number of channels that I'm on. LinkedIn is probably my favorite right now, just because that's where you can make such a great business/personal connection. You know, Facebook is capped. I make all my posts public so that, you know, anybody can follow along, but you can only have 5,000 people on Facebook. And people are telling me I'm an Insta miss because I'm not on Instagram and I'm not tweeting. But right now I kind of have to limit the number of channels that I've got of, you know, questions coming at me or comments or, you know, what have you. So
I agree with I use almost exclusively LinkedIn. It's B2B. You're in the B2B world as well with Total Expert.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a very effective tool. And you see your posts out there. But was this something that came naturally to you, or did you have to kind of force yourself? You've got, like me, a very outgoing personality. You're warm, you're friendly, you enjoy people. But posting videos, pictures, commenting, did that come naturally to you?
You know, it did come pretty naturally to me because I am, you know, like you, I'm a connector. That's probably my biggest joy is, you know, connecting people and connecting with people. That's where I get, you know, just a lot of satisfaction and joy. I'm also not a self-conscious person. You know, I've done enough speaking and presenting in my career that I don't get that self-conscious. I just kind of think, well, this is what I look like, so I'm just going to post it out there. But that said, I wouldn't say for people that are kind of listening to it and saying, well, gosh, I haven't done a lot of speaking or I haven't done a lot of, you know, these things before, so I can't do it. I'd say that's not true, because the whole heart of this is it's just about you. What people love and connect to the most is just you being imperfectly you, just like I'm imperfectly me.
I love that.
It's when posts get really, you know, perfect and kind of canned and professional, they're not as interesting. You know, I mean, the posts that get the most traction on them are the ones that are not that way, the ones that are a little bit imperfect. So I tell people, yes, it comes naturally to me, but it is something that I'm going to give some tips on how really anybody can do this.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into some of that. And you post some of the most amazing random stuff. It's hilarious. That one that you have posted on LinkedIn is going like it was. You checked into a room, and we all, you know, you and I both traveled just a whole bunch. And you're looking, you know, we always go hang our stuff up in the closet and then use the bathroom and all that. And you're posting this. What were they thinking? And it shows how this door opened, the shower door opened. It was just, you know, you just checked in.
No.
So there's not you there anywhere, obviously, but it was just talking about it. And that got so many. I know. I live in that, too. And I think it's the ability to relate and connect. And talk about the power of that, what that has done for you in your business professionally.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, you know, LinkedIn is very unique because it does challenge me to put something, you know, it's always something personal, but you have to relate it to business. Otherwise, people will kind of chew you up and say, oh, that belongs on Facebook, right? And so there's always a way to connect it. Like, you know, what you're talking about is I was kind of doing a series of tongue-in-cheek public service announcements, you know, about the joys of travel, right? You know, yes, things that happen in hotel rooms and things that happen on flights and, you know, things like this, because anybody that travels for business is like, oh my God, I know exactly what you're talking about. But man, you know, I mean, everybody has stuff in your daily life that's like, oh God, I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, something about a meeting that you're in or something about, you know, there's always those moments that people can relate to. But I think it is always, you know, that's kind of the point, is make it personal, make it about you. Don't make it like a canned commercial. But then you can always find ways to tie it back to your business. You know, I always tag my public service announcements with Total Expert on the Road, because that's why I'm out on the road, is spreading the good word about Total Expert. but I think it is, to your point, you know, gives people a laugh. People like to laugh, and it's something they can connect to. It's relatable.
Well, I can't wait to get our regulars on this. So Alice, Alan, and Andy, we're going to go in that order. We'll coming around to you in just a moment. What are some of the recommended do's and don'ts? And then we're going to start off with you after Sue has a chance to respond to some of these, Alice. We'll come to you in a minute. What are some of the do's and don'ts you recommend that people realize, things that you've learned?
Yeah, a couple things I've learned, and generally I learn things the hard way, right? But a couple of things hopefully I can save people on. I'd say number one, always use a picture, and people are drawn to pictures of people. It's just like part of our how we're hardwired in our brains is that you're looking for other eyeballs. And so always use a picture. When I do pictures with people, my family and my entire company knows that when I ask for a picture and all of our customers, I always make people do something a little different, do jazz hands. You know, I'm kind of famous for my jazz hand photos. But when you take a photo and everybody's just standing next to each other, it's nice. But I would call those kind of the class of 2019 photo. And then I say, now let's do something different. They all go, oh, my God. You know, but they're more interesting pictures. But always use a picture. Highly encourage people, now that we can do video on LinkedIn, which has just been in the last couple of years, man, do videos. Do a selfie video. Don't feel like you got to get a tripod and the perfect lighting. In fact, again, it's more appealing to people when they see, it's a little imperfect. And, you know, the reason people, in fact, don't do video, like when I ask people, why aren't you doing more video? They say, oh, you know, I don't know what to say, this and that. And I think, I know what the real reason is, and it's because people think they look funny on video.
Mm-hmm.
But David,
yep.
tell them if you think you look funny on video, the truth is maybe you just look a little funny, right? Because I watch myself on video, and I realize, you know what? I blink a lot. My mouth goes off. You know, I kind of talk more out of one side of my mouth. But you know what? That's what I look like all day long outside of my face. You know, we spend all day backstage. But we realize everything that, you know, every time we're talking, that's exactly what you look like. So get over it. Thousands of people have already seen exactly that face you're making in the video. So just do
that's
a video.
So
those are kind of some headlines. I would also tell you to use a little caution, you know, if on the do's and don'ts list is I love having pictures with other people. It always, you know, kind of makes it a little bit, you know, more fun to bring more people into it because then you can tag other people, which is also, you know, a big do. Make sure you tag people. But just use some caution. Make sure that the photo doesn't just look good of you, but, you know, there's people in the photo that look, you know, not so hot, right? You kind of have to watch for that.
Yep.
Use a lot of caution. You know, I like using some humor, but at the same time, you've got to be really careful that you don't do anything that could offend someone or, you know, hurt their feelings. Gosh, even one of my public service announcements one day, I was kind of complaining about the people that get on the plane, and then it's like they didn't know they were getting on a plane because they take like 10 minutes to like get all their stuff out of their briefcase and get themselves organized. Well, everybody else is standing in a jetway, and in Minnesota, you know, it could be 40 below standing on that jetway. So I made a post about that, never any faces in it. And boy, I got some people who commented saying, oh, well, just aren't you so important that you have, you know, that you have to wait sometimes. And I was like, ooh, I didn't expect that, but you know, you just have to be cautious.
So,
you know, you don't
want
to offend people, right? Right, right. So timing is important, too, as far as do's and don'ts. You know, on LinkedIn, since we're kind of talking about that, it's Tuesday through Thursday is the best time to do LinkedIn, midday. Tuesday through Thursday, midday is the best time to do it. But just get out of the can. You know, I tell people don't try to make it so perfect and professional. You have a point, you know, make sure that you know kind of a – you know, a story or a point or a nugget or a, you know, something that you want to share. Understand what your point is, but don't make it canned. Don't try to have a script. Don't perfect it. Just like we're talking right here, I don't have a script in front of me. I'm sure I'm messing up all over the place, but it's probably more interesting, I hope,
to listen to it's more organic.
Than if I had something perfectly scripted, right? So I'd say get out of the can and just be you, be absolutely and perfectly you.
That's so true. It's organic. Alice, get you in with some questions for Sue. Any questions you have for her and how to do social media and post effectively?
Yeah, so I'm already taking notes, so this is great. Thanks, Sue. Well, I know you did a lot of public speaking, or still do as well, and that seems like there's some similarities, but also some really dramatic differences. So, you know, folks who might find themselves face-to-face comfortable speaking to a group, but then now essentially when you're on LinkedIn, you're speaking, you know, people get nervous about speaking to that large group. So what do you think about the comparisons and differences?
Yeah, I would say, you know, anything that you do is what I tell my millennial daughter all the time, my sweet little almost 22-year-old, is, you know, things you do digitally last. right? If I, you know, you do something in a speaking engagement and you have an immediate reaction, you can see their faces. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's bad. But what you do on social media, you know, it's gonna be there. Not that you can't delete it, but it has a little bit broader reach, I think, to your point. So I would tell people again, you know, just start small. You know, start small. Start with a little something. I think people would be surprised at the engagement that they get because social media provides such a way. I mean, gosh, I connect with people all over the country, you know, our customers and customers to be and, you know, friends in the industry, you know, like you all, because of social media, right? And we don't otherwise have that opportunity, you know, any other channel that we do, we don't have that same broad connection to make. But I would just say, again, start small, start with one little point, one picture, one story, one post. But I do, it's definitely different. I can't say one is, one probably gave me, as I said, a little bit of a lack of self-consciousness just because I had enough people give me enough feedback over the years that I'm not that self-conscious. But you're right. It's a little bit different. But I do think that at least on social media, you do have the ability, if you post it and then a minute later you're like, oh, I thought of something better, you can edit it or change it. You know, I mean, you've got that ability,
right,
which I think makes it really great. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's for me, it's getting the words right. I'm going, oh, someone paid, did you mean to say this or did you, wrong word
exactly.
usage and all that? But you can go back and edit and you know, clean that
exactly.
up. But don't try to make it so perfect. I think there's sometimes those things can be very effective. Alan, you know, I've got so many different directions we could go with this, but let's get you from a tech perspective.
Well, Sue, I am a follower and a commenter. Some of your airline ones are funny, and actually, there was one you posted that was really funny, and 2 days later, I was on a plane, and the same thing happened. I just, you know, I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, when you walk down the aisle and the bag is bigger than the aisle, you have to turn the bag sideways. That's just like
right?
a no-brainer.
Exactly.
Anyway,
I don't realize
I know.
That.
And you know, I used to commute to New York City years and years ago every single day, and I was the guy that when I got in the subway, the air conditioner would drip on me. I'm the guy, you know, sitting on the aisle seat. I went through all this
right.
trouble to get the perfect seat, and I get hit by every bag. So either everyone gets
yeah.
hit or it's just me. But anyway, Sue,
yeah.
You talk to so many people in the industry, around the industry. Just, you know, what's your mark on technology? Do you think technology has a lot more a lot of improvement to make in order to really help, really truly make us more efficient? Is a lot of hype right now, or do you see it really making a lot of roads?
No, I think we've come a long ways, right? I mean, I think it's interesting when I look back to, you know, what our industry was going through 10 years ago. I think there was a lot of really cool technology advancements that we were maybe a little behind on in the mortgage industry because we were trying to keep our heads above water, trying to survive, right? So it's been exciting for me, you know, especially now being on the vendor side for the last, you know, umpteen years. It's exciting to see how technology has really taken hold. But I think the real key is that you know, we're using technology not to distance ourselves from people, but to connect. You know, sometimes people say, oh, gosh, all this digital stuff, they're trying to get rid of the humans and in it. And it's like, no, we're trying to automate all the things that we can so that we can really elevate the human being to be there at that critical time. Like we were talking about earlier, you know, you're there at a really important time, at a life event for someone, and technology can help you be there at the right time, talk to the right person through the right channel with the right message. So it makes things better, makes that human connection better. It's not to remove it. So I think that's a key thing, important thing for people to keep their heads wrapped around when we start talking technology.
Sure.
Andy Schell, Profit Doctor, what questions you have for Sue?
Hey, Sue. Hello again. Well, you know what? I had a couple of questions heading down a business-to-business path, but I think I'll try to stay a little bit more business-to-consumer. So how do you deal with audience segmentation? Let's say geographic or demographic. Are you able to make those kind of differentiations?
You know, I don't because we are what I'm doing on social media, and it's just kind of me. I'm fortunate to work for a company that trusts me to just kind of post stuff on social media. So mine is all B2B. And since we work at a national level, I don't really get personally involved with the segmentation side of things. So unfortunately, I don't have good answers on that one. But you bring up an interesting point. I was thinking this morning, talking about like what is my social media strategy? And I realized I don't know that I have a strategy. So I'm not a great person to ask about probably the technicalities of things like segmentation. I bet our marketing folks know exactly how to do that, but I don't, quite honestly.
So even trying to address CEOs and CFOs of mortgage companies as one segment.
Yep.
Sounds like you post what you post.
I
and
don't.
People like what you
I post,
obviously.
What I post. Yeah. No, I mine is a little bit, you know, I guess it's a little bit different. I think from a company level, obviously we have an amazing, amazing, you know, marketing team here at Total Expert, and they do a great job with being geographically segmented, you know, title segmented. But I don't know the wizardry behind how that works. When I post something, you know, I mean, I think I probably appeal more to, you know, some people than others, but that's part of what I love, is kind of going back to something David said earlier. I love talking to processors and loan officers and managers and, you know, CFOs and IT people on up to the CEO. I mean, that's all of that's my audience.
Yeah, that's good. And I think you raise a good question, Andy, because, I mean, segmentation, that's what I struggle with on Facebook. And that's why I found out that I don't have time. I do try to segment it out. You can do some things. We're going to be doing some future podcasts on Facebook that some people that use it very effectively will get that question answered then. But let's talk about CRM. You work for Total Expert. It's one of the leading, truly, I'm sure you think it is the leading, but it's one of the leading out there existing CRMs that work very, very effectively. And I would love to get what your perspective on the trends you're seeing, and also how can you capture in your CRM, Total Expert, your social media interactions?
You know, I don't. I know that was an interesting question. I don't, because, again, I'm just kind of doing this a bit more organically. And even going to that segmentation question, which I think is, you know, it's such a critical and important thing for folks to do when they're B2C, you know, but I think part of what I'm doing is I'm not trying to, you know, keep it super mapped, and I don't plan them out in advance. I just kind of do it a bit more organically. So I don't plug it into a CRM. But, you know, when looking at CRM, you kind of talked about what are some of the trends that I'm seeing. And it kind of goes back, I guess, to what I said. About using technology not to distance ourselves from customers or from people, but to really connect. And we actually really have kind of evolved into not really calling ourselves a CRM, but an MOS, which is Marketing Operating System. Kind of going back to those acronyms.
Oh, okay.
I caught that. HDIMAPTPWS. I caught that. So I like that.
but
we actually call it, I got it, man. But no, we call it a marketing operating system, because we do have a CRM, but we certainly work with lots of companies. They've already got a CRM, but what they need is that marketing operating system, and it's a marketing automation solution. Because if you're going to really own your customer journey, you got to know who your customers are and align all of those sales and marketing activities within one single platform. That's what gives you that really clear view of your prospects and your customers. And really using intelligent automation is one of the things that we specialize in, and knowing when to reach out at those critical moments during that journey, before they're in transaction, while they're in transaction, after that transaction, referral partner. You know, it's about getting the right message to the right person at the right time, including the loan officer. You know, it's not to remove the loan officer. It's to really enhance the connection with that customer.
That's a great question. A great response on that. And I like that. I just wrote down marketing operating system. So is that something that you would, when you're selling Total Expert, you're talking about how you can continue to connect with the customer all the way through and beyond and after the transaction is closed?
Absolutely.
And how do you do that? How do you do that?
Well, how we do it is we do have intelligent automation is what we call it. And it's, you know, it's interesting when you look at the stats, 80% of people, according to Epsilon, are more likely to do business with a company that offers a personalized experience. But we go past just personalization. I mean, it's nice to have like, hey, Andy, on your emails, that's personalization, but it's really what we call humanization. It's really looking at it from the customer standpoint and putting a system in place where you're mapping along that customer journey, where you know what that ideal process is, but that you're able to actually intelligently switch what your journey is based on how this person is interacting. Somebody reaches out, they're interacting with a piece of your marketing. How about you actually versus if they are not interacting with it? If they are, how about you ping your loan officer to say, hey, this person is opening this email. You probably want to give them a call and, hey, here's their phone number just to make it easy for you. Or you may want to send them something different, or you may pay attention to the channel that they're using and switch your journey from there on out. So again, it's just allowing a humanization But again, it's not to distance from people. It's to actually connect with people and provide that compliant speed to market that all of our customers are looking for.
Yeah. And so does Total Expert do that in a way that's unique from the other systems out there?
I definitely think it's unique. I mean, we developed our compliance framework with Mitch Kiter of Wiener Brodsky, who I'm sure most of your listeners are very familiar of. We love Mitch, too. But yes, I think we, in terms of the intelligent automation that we use, the compliance framework, and obviously we're very proud also of some of the must-haves, our open API, very robust integrations. We're not trying to be everything under the sun. We want to connect to all of the other things that provide those best practices that all of our customers are looking for.
That is awesome. But we are running out of time, so I want to find out how people can learn more about you, get a hold of you to get a demonstration of Total Expert, and then encourage you to get out. And yeah, so how can people get a hold of you? The website, I'm assuming, and then how else?
Yeah, totalexpert.com. But I'd actually encourage people to feel free to personally connect with me on LinkedIn, Sue Woodard. It is Woodard, no second W. But definitely feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, connect with Total Expert on LinkedIn, but totalexpert.com. Tons of stuff under resources to learn more.
Awesome. Great to have you on here. Kudos to you for the job you're doing on social media. You set a standard and a bar to connect with people in such a warm and genuine way, and I love it. And been really grateful that you take time out of your busy travel schedule to join us on the podcast today.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you so much. Folks, we've been having Sue Woodard, Chief Customer Officer at Total Expert. Check out the company, TotalExpert.com. Get a hold of Sue on LinkedIn. She's got a great profile there. And also, start tracking or following her. You'll enjoy her posts, and you'll find out how you, too, be very effective on social media. And I'm trying to think if there's any other announcements that I have messed up on. I can't think of it. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, who are Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex Warehouse Lending, a division of the United Bank, as well as the MBA, CMLA, which is the Community Mortgage Lenders Association, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard. And if you're interested in learning how to be a sponsor, go to the website, look it on lending. There's a special tab just for you. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.